This coming July, Japan plans to resume commercial whaling, even as the country's appetite for whale meat is at an all-time low. So what is Japan's attachment to whaling all about? Abigail Leonard reports from Tokyo.
Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo sells just about every kind of seafood imaginable, including whale. There's a stand out front that sells whale, cooked all sorts of ways. Fried, grilled, bacon style. Most of the customers here today remember eating whale as kids. Like this man in his 50s who says he ate it in school, stir-fried with ketchup. I ask him if he liked it.
No, I don't like it.
The Japanese have whaled for centuries, but consumption really peaked after World War II. The country was devastated and food was scarce, so American occupation authorities urged them to eat more whale as a cheap source of protein.
Obviously, there's more to whaling than meets the eye.
This is an American newsreel from the time.
The whale hunt will help alleviate Japan's food shortage and ultimately save over $20 million for American taxpayers.
Just after the war, half of all protein in the Japanese diet was whale meat. Today, it's much, much less. People here eat only about 40 grams a year per capita, about the size of a slice of ham. At the whale restaurant, I asked a woman how often she eats it.
Barely, very low, almost never.
Under international rules, Japan can hunt whales that aren't endangered for scientific research. But the meat is sold commercially, and there's a huge surplus of it stored frozen in warehouses across the country. In January, the stockpile reached 3,700 tons. Still, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government continues to support whaling, to the tune of $50 million in this year's budget. The Secretary General of Abe's party, Toshihiro Nikai, even gave interviews from the government cafeteria while dining on whale curry. He's saying, "It was excellent. I've never eaten such delicious curry. We must spread the idea throughout Japan that whale meat is something we can't do without." Then, late last year, the government announced Japan would pull out of the International Whaling Commission, the body that regulates whaling, and resume commercial whaling in July. So, at this point, it's fair to ask, with all the criticism Japan gets for hunting whales, and it gets a lot, plus the fact that very few people here even eat it, why is this country so committed to whaling? I went to see Joji Morishita, who negotiated Japan's upcoming withdrawal from the International Whaling Commission.
Eating a whale issue is a symbol of respect for a different culture. And many people in Japan think that it's not right for people from outside to impose food culture to other places.
There's something else going on here, though. Junko Sakuma, a researcher at Rikkyo University, says Japan originally designed its research program back in the 80s, and it had to tell the Whaling Commission ahead of time how many whales it would catch.
Japan would go to the International Whaling Commission with a long-term target, like they say they'll catch 100 whales a year. But because it's supposedly for research, they can't reduce the number of whales they catch, even if consumption declines.
But now that they're resuming commercial whaling, they're actually expected to kill fewer whales. In fact, the anti-whaling group Sea Shepherd called it a positive development. The group's boats have actively tried to block Japan's whale hunts. And Sakuma says that may have had an unintended effect.
The ironic thing is that Sea Shepherd's activities actually seem to increase Japanese support for whaling. There's this feeling about them like, here are these Westerners coming to Japan and telling us our culture is wrong.
In a survey, Sakuma found 70% of Japanese are pro-whaling. It's a point of national pride. When Japan announced it would leave the International Commission, Sakuma says politicians were all over the news, hailing it as a victory for whaling culture. At Tsukiji Market, almost every customer I talk to tells me they hardly ever eat whale, but they still want to protect Japan's whaling culture. Koichi Matsumoto, who owns the whale restaurant, welcomes that. But he doesn't expect the change to commercial whaling to make much of an impact on people's eating habits.
Consumption is already so low, it's not suddenly going to skyrocket.
But he is hopeful that with the right kind of marketing, people might even double their consumption of whale. In other words, going from the size of roughly one slice of deli meat a year to two. For The World, Abigail Leonard, Tokyo.